back in February, we brought you the story of Steph Davis from Cardigan in West Wales, who is researching the history of Welsh settlers in Patagonia. Next year is the 150th anniversary of the Mimosa's journey to South America, where over 150 people travelled with the intention of establishing a Welsh colony. Well, Steph is gathering material which will be brought back to Wales and put on display at Cardigan Castle in 2015. Well, I called Steph in Patagonia earlier today to find out what it was like hearing Welsh on the other side of the world.
It's very pure. It's how I imagine the Welsh was 150 years ago. It's had no English influence, so you can't really slip in an English word when you don't know what the Welsh one is like you do at home, because they simply won't understand me. So yeah, it feels bizarre. It's a very surreal experience. And just speaking Welsh on the other side of the world, it's crazy.
How warm are they towards you, the fact that you've come over?
Do you know what? I couldn't have asked for more from them. I very rarely ever spend any time on my own. There's always someone. And when I arrived to Esquel, this incredible lady called Alwyn picked me up from the airport, took me to Trevelyan. On my first day, I was invited to a Welsh wedding, which was such an experience. So, you know, only the Welsh could just say, yeah, of course, she's come from Wales, bring her to the wedding. So we sang Calon Lan in Spanish and Welsh, which was such a bizarre experience. And then there was lots of Welsh dance and then some tango. So, yeah, it was incredible. So basically, when I went to the wedding, I met everybody, and that was just the start of it, you know. Everyone wants to get involved. Everyone has been calling and emailing me, wanting me to take me out for tea and cake and cook me dinner. And they've got so much time to give. It's absolutely incredible. It's
and amazing. I understand also you've been to a funeral since you've been out there.
Yeah, I have. Well, I was on the way to go to interview someone, and they needed an extra person to help sing Calon Lan. So they asked me if I'd come and sing. I'm sorry, I'm not sure I'm laughing. It's just, again, I feel like this could only... I'm sorry. It's just such a bizarre experience. And it was just the fact that I'd walked out the house and within 5 minutes I was in someone's funeral.
Oh,
and I think
God.
I had like a bright pink top on. I was in someone's funeral singing Calon Lan. And then just walked out and went to my interview. Just... like that.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. But these things just keep happening and I love it. It's all part of the experience, right?
And you've been mixing with some VIPs as well, as I understand.
Yeah. The Welsh Affairs Committee have been out here. They're brilliant. So they invited me for lunch and they've been very supportive of the project. So I'm going to update them when I get back. They were brilliant. I think they had a great time over here. I went to the Welsh school with them as well. So they had a quick tour around Patagonia.
Well, so we'll talk about the food in a little while, okay? Because I'm intrigued to hear what you've been eating out there. But tell us a little bit about the project, the reason why you are out there.
Well, in 1865, 153 Welsh men and women set sail for Patagonia. And their aim was to preserve the Welsh language and culture. So next year is going to be 150 years and since this happened. So I'm here in Patagonia to try and kind of paint a picture of what life actually looks like now in Patagonia. So basically, I'm going around interviewing, interacting with lots of local people and trying to get a bit of insight into, you know, what they're doing, how they're living and breathing Welsh culture. Are they actually still speaking the language? What are they teaching in schools? You know, that kind of thing. And I'm doing this by filming absolutely everything, writing everything down, and my aim is to take it all back to Cardigan Castle and hopefully share these stories and educate the locals about, you know, the history of the story and also what these, you know, what these characters are doing over here, because it's fascinating. It really is.
So you arrived in Trevelyan and you've also been to Gaiman and Esquel. And are these the three main areas where Welsh is spoken? And give us an idea of how many miles are between these villages and towns.
Yeah, so Trevelyan is the town that's twinned with Cardigan. So that's probably, it's a bit smaller than Cardigan. And then Esquel is about 20 minutes away in the car. And that's quite, it's a bit bigger. And then you cross the Paith, which is 600 kilometres to Gaiman. So then you've got Gaiman, Trelew and Pontymadryn. These are the areas that I'm covering. There are a few more where there are Welsh, but they're smaller kind of communities. So 1865, they came to Pontymadryn, which is the east side. And then 20 years later, they crossed the Paith towards the Andes. So some more settled over there.
So two colonies, 600 kilometres between them both. And you've done the journey that they did, but obviously by car, I would presume, or even flew there. How challenging would it have been for the Welsh back in 1885?
I can't even imagine how difficult it was, because initially, I really wanted to cycle it, but unfortunately, I just couldn't find someone to do it with. So that's...
I presume motorbike, yeah, not a push bike.
No, a push bike.
You wanted to do it on a push bike? Are you off your head?
Well, they did it on horseback, so and cycling would be easy in comparison. I mean, I crossed the Paith by car. I was lucky that an amazing couple from Trevelyan decided to drive me, because the bus is quite a journey. I think it's 12 hours on the bus. So they were like, I wouldn't have been able to stop and film parts of it. So they, yeah, I was lucky they drove me over. So it took us about 6 hours in the car. But it's, the drive is amazing.
Wow.
There's nothing to see, but you can't stop looking.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me about the food. Not a great place if you're a vegetarian. And I understand that in Gaiman, you were staying, or you're still staying. Are you in Gaiman now?
I'm in Gaiman. Right. Yeah, I'm staying with Anna in Plasacoed.
Which is a Welsh tea room. So tell me, what's on the menu every day?
Well, luckily, I've got my own little cabin in Gaiman, so I'm safe. And I accidentally booked myself into a tea room. I didn't realise. But yeah, when I arrived here, breakfast is, yeah, Welsh cakes, the proper Welsh cakes we have in Wales, and scones, which is, you know, to have cake every morning for breakfast. You can't complain, right?
No.
The Argentinians call the Welsh baramenyn Cymraeg, which I think is amazing. I'm not sure if you heard that when you were here.
What? Baramenyn Cymraeg?
Bread, butter, Welsh. The reason this has happened is because the first words that the Tewelchis, who were the native tribes of Patagonia, learned from the Welsh were the words te and bara, which is tea and bread.
Right. And that's which so true these days as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
We love our te and bara. So how long are you going to be over there?
So I have got another week left on the east side. So I'm going to be heading to Pontymadryn today. And then I've got some more people to see in Gaiman over the rest of the week. And then on Saturday or Sunday, I'm heading back to Trevelyan, because I'm going to start work on the jewellery side of the project. So the jewellery side is where I'll be working with the iron from the pillars that held up Cardigan Castle and some Patagonian stone. And that's going to resemble the Cardigan twinning with Trevelyan.
Oh, how fascinating. We'll catch up with you soon then. Well, when are you coming back to Wales?
I will be back end of April.
Steph Davis, thank you so much for spending some time and taking a break from all the bara menyn eating and Welsh cakes and asado. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. Thank you. Have a good day.